passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The views from inside Paladura Canyon State Park will remain grand thanks to the addition last year of a nearly 3,000-acre property known as Fortress Cliffs Ranch.
It makes sure that the view shed from the canyon and on the rim are conducive with that wilderness feel that we're looking for.
Randy Ferris is park superintendent at Paladura Canyon State Park. He says this recent acquisition brings the total acreage of the park to nearly 30,000.
When you come to Paladura Canyon State Park, even though we're an hour away from the major city of Amarillo, you get that sense of being the first one there in the middle of the wilderness. It gives you a chance to relax, get back to nature.
The primary reason for the acquisition was that others interested in the Fortress Cliffs Ranch had proposed subdivisions, wind turbines, and cell phone towers for the site.
Just below the rim that this property borders are 90% of our camping grounds and our trail hubs. So anybody using Paladura Canyon for either camping or a day hike, they turn around and look at Fortress Cliff, where it used to be just the magnificence of the cliffs itself with some cedars and junipers thrown in and below. Now they would have seen all of those development things, and it just takes away from the beauty.
Luckily, beauty has been spared. Learn about camping opportunities at Paladura Canyon State Park at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.